They've gone wild.
The girls have gone wild. They've gone wild.
Wild chatter.
Wild chatter.
I
can
see my pants.
Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Wild Chatter. Unfortunately, Jade is not able to join us today, but the show carries on, and we have two other guests for you tonight. So, Mama T, welcome.
Hey, hey.
And we also have a new friend, Dylan. Say hi.
Hey, how you doing?
How is everybody tonight? How are you guys doing?
Full and fat. We just had a huge dinner here. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Uh-huh. I'm such a good cook.
Yeah, what did you make?
Oh my god, I made oven-baked ribs.
Oven-baked ribs. Now, what's the benefit of doing them in the oven versus...
Well, you boil them first for 20 minutes, so they're all kind of par done. They look disgusting. And then you put them on the baking dish, and you bake them with seasoning.
Is it? Are they? They're usually grilled. Everybody just grills ribs. I'm not a meat eater.
People do that, but it dries them out. These just fell off the bone, and they were tender and juicy. We put the barbecue, the baby raised barbecue sauce. It was amazing.
Do you contest?
I do.
Oh my god, it was so good, wasn't it?
I'm full and I'm satisfied.
Me too.
I have to be closer to Mike.
Yeah, you'd be closer. Gosh, this accent. So tell us.
I love this guy. Yeah, where? But he's unfortunately taken. So.
Oh no.
And I always did. You know, I
heard he's quite a ladies' man. I heard he's got his sight sets.
Well, what do you mean?
I just heard that all these ladies really have big crushes on this guy.
Well, I don't see why.
I don't see why.
Because I got him.
Yeah.
He's sitting right next to me, baby.
You're out of the game, baby.
I'm out of the game!
So where are you from?
South Africa.
Okay. Tell us a little about that. I don't think I know really anything about South Africa.
I don't think I know. Tell you anything?
Do they have giraffes?
They have giraffes.
Okay, what other cool animals?
Walking around the streets.
Yeah. Kangaroos?
No.
No kangaroos?
That's Australia.
I think I said the same thing. Didn't I say the same exact thing? I was like, don't they have kangaroos? Okay. So how long has it been since you've been there?
So I left there when I was 9 years old.
Okay.
So I'm 30 now.
So and like,
do the maths.
So 21 years. What was going on at that time?
At that time?
Mm-hmm. When you had left, like, how was, what was, like, the state of, like,
it was difficult, and that's why we had to leave, uh-huh. because the crime and the situation in South Africa is...
A lot of shootings and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not to sound uneducated, but, like, just being in school and stuff, I mean, 21 years ago, I was 7, so I don't think we really... You know, heard that much. It was just like what was like on the news, and it was just painted to be really bad. So was it that bad?
Well, the thing is like, you know, the rest of the world doesn't really know what's going on there. So
yeah,
it's like only people from South Africa who've had to leave. That's why if you go to any country in the world, you'll find South Africans because anybody who can leave will leave because of the situation there.
Because like your life is being threatened on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, you know. It's like if you live there, like you, it's shit's gonna happen, you know. Mm. If you're there on, like, if you go on a holiday, you go there to Cape Town. Like Cape Town's beautiful, obviously. That's where I'm from. You go on a holiday, it's all good. But if you live there, shit's gonna happen, and you're gonna start to realize, okay, I see what's happening here now, you know.
Like in an unsafe way.
Yeah, I mean, I told you the story before. Like to see my grandparents, we had to. Go along this stretch of road where it goes alongside Khayelitsha, which is like a massive, basically similar to like favelas in Brazil. So it's like all shacks, like people just living like, you know, off the grid. And they would shoot, like they would shoot at the car and drop stones from bridges to try and stop the car so they can rob you. And we would have to drive that stretch. My dad would like put us all in the car. He'd have a shotgun on the back. And we'd all have to lie down, and he'd have to drive as far as he could to get down that road just to see my grandparents.
Oh my god!
And then you would go there like every month, every week.
Yeah, like every week.
God, it's terrifying.
So he was like, "No, I'm not bringing my son up like that."
Right. And then where did you guys move to after that? I know you've moved around a lot, quite a few places.
So we went to the UK, and then I grew up there. And then I just bounced around a whole lot of different places after that.
What is your most favorite destination that you've either A, traveled, or B, lived in so far?
It's got to be here, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I've made you like LA, yeah, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm a bias because of you, but, you know. But no, so Goa, where my mum and my sister are, that's like...
Goa is in India.
Yeah, so that's India.
Okay. But Goa is like different from the rest of India. It's like a big city, you've told me.
No, it's not a big city. It's like it's like Bali. It's like a jungle sort of paradise, like nice beaches,
good
people, lots of tourists.
I was picturing it kind of like more like
they
a city.
They call it Bollywood.
Right? Like Hollywood? That is so not what we're talking about. Bali is a place in Thailand.
Oh.
Bollywood is like a Hollywood type industry of
India. Yeah, you got me all confused.
Oh. Now, you had kind of briefly shared, I don't know if you've really actually disclosed a lot of details on Morocco.
Mm.
So, spill it here. What's it like? What is the weather like? What is the landscape like? Is it a beach? Is it desert? Is it sand? Is it dirt? Is it jungle? Is it bugs? Are there jaguars?
So you fly into Casablanca, which is like it's like any other city. So you got everyone there. You got people from all different countries there, and it's pretty normal, you know. Like it's not like religion doesn't really have a big effect there. But I was working in the Sahara, so like.
What does that mean? Is that desert?
So like in the fucking desert, basically.
Yeah, when you say Sahara,
in the middle of nowhere.
You know what I picture is like those movies with like camels, the guy, the mirages, and they're seeing shit because they've been out there dehydrated. Yes, is it like that?
Yeah, pretty well. Yeah, I didn't.
How do you get there? Like you're walking and it just turns into sand. Then it's just sand forever. Like, how does that happen?
Well, I mean, you get a plane there.
Yeah.
All right. And then it's sand. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And camels.
Does the plane land in the sand?
Huh?
Does the plane land in the sand?
In the sand. That's exactly where it lands, yeah.
Are you bullshitting me?
You think a plane can land in the sand?
I don't know.
How do you think that's going to go?
Bad.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that will go bad.
A helicopter could do it.
It's completely fucking different.
Okay, well, you said you fly into the sand, so...
Okay, so you land on a normal fucking runway, like anywhere else. Yeah.
Then you go to the sand.
Okay, and then we get some cars out, just like anywhere else.
So this is what I'm saying. Right. I would like...
Then you drive to the sand.
Yeah, but it is, like, completely different. Like obviously, everyone's Muslim there. Like, it's fucking heavy religion there. Like, you've got to be careful what you do.
So this is, like, the other thing. Women aren't really respected in places like that. Am I wrong?
I mean, I didn't see anything bad, but I've heard this, you know, it's...
Yeah, I just know that because one of my good friends was a general manager for the corporation Lemonade, which is like a huge food company. They have restaurants everywhere. And they went to open a restaurant and she's on their corporate team. And so she was the only female that was invited and it was all men. And I think they went to, I don't know where it was, maybe like Dubai or something. But she wasn't allowed to eat with the men. She had to wait until everybody finished their plate and then she was allowed to eat.
Yeah, I didn't see
like
any of that.
Like, they treated her weird.
I didn't see any of that, but it is, like, totally different. There's a lot of fucking weird stuff that you see.
Yeah.
Like, I've also been to Doha, which is, like, similar to Dubai.
Okay.
So I work.
What is Dubai like? Do you know?
I didn't go to Dubai, but I went to Doha, which is, it's similar to that.
Is it close to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's gorgeous there, though.
It's amazing. Like, it's nice, and, like, you get off the plane, like, everyone's driving, like, Ferraris and, like,
I heard it's, like, really rich.
Yeah. But, like... You know, you can't drink. So if you want to drink, you have to go to the hotel. The hotels have like underground bars. Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean drinking's illegal?
Yeah. No, if you carry a bottle on the street or something, you're prison.
Like what?
You cannot smoke pot
done.
There.
Oh yeah.
What?
My girlfriend's daughter, Rach, she, you know, is addicted to pot, and she was having a flip out attack in the shower because she was.
Not able to smoke.
No, and she couldn't smoke. I mean, you are arrested. You are thrown in jail if you
are caught.
Yeah, smoking.
I mean, they do it.
They had to fly her home, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you can't walk around with an alcohol bottle. That means that you can't buy it in the stores either.
No, you can't do it. But like, so like underground, underneath the hotels, those underground bars are
speakeasy.
Like,
it's like a speakeasy.
What do you mean?
In the 1920s, it was like the Prohibition era in America, and so they opened speakeasies where people would go and illegally drink, and it was like a quiet hush-hush.
It's almost like not, like, it's like not even part of, like, the place, you know? You're like, you're in a no-man's zone, you know what I mean? It's like, you can do whatever you want down there. But I, like, being down there was so weird because...
Scary.
Because you saw, like there's a massive group of us working on this project, and there was so much, like, so many gay Arabic guys down there.
Because it's being gay there, like, you can't be
you
gay
can't
there?
You can't do that. Yeah, you can't. That's, like,
big
no-no, right?
Wow. So this is extremely conservative.
Yeah, this is their safe area. So you can be gay down there, you can drink down there, you can probably smoke
There's
down
probably
there.
A lot of things going on down there. What else did you see?
Well, I just, like, there was, like, a corner, like, a VIP corner of just all dudes just, like, getting off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and we just, like...
Were they, like, the European... actually having sex, or were they just, like, mouth
I didn't see any penetration,
stuff.
But there was... enough
they were masturbating
on. Yeah wow. shit like that yeah
wow
yeah.
Like in front of each other to turn each other on or something
yeah and we just
sure they were helping
shock
one
factor
another.
See where it goes
you know we didn't want to intrude we just casual drink
yeah right like, get out of here
like, we weren't trying to do all that
Jeez, I just wanted a beer
that's crazy okay wait so where was this
is Doha
okay
yeah so it's like,
and why did
it's
you
Qatar.
Go there
So I went there to work on a movie set. So they were doing like a national day, like movie scene or whatever. So,
are you an actor?
Yes, very famous.
Really?
No, I'm not at all. I'm not a shit actor. But I was doing the green screen. So basically, you have like I don't know if you've seen the green. They have those massive green screens. When they do filming. So we had to rig all that shit up, rig up all the lights and everything like that.
Oh, you were in on Grip. You were on the Grip team.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Wow, it's very interesting. It's very different from our little suburbia in Simi Valley.
Well, I mean, it's just crazy. Like, a lot of the places that you've mentioned that you've been are places that I've never even put on my bucket list. Like, never even considered. And not because, like, I wouldn't want to go there. It's just so foreign, the thought. Of it that I'm like, oh yeah, Morocco. Like,
well, I always want you to
go
somewhere
forgot.
Safe too because you're so pretty.
I'm so pretty and so I don't pretty. Eat any carbs.
So pretty.
No, I know it is actually really dangerous. I went to Colombia and I did not feel safe there. So it's hard being a girl traveling, trying to pick destinations.
Yeah, you got in trouble when you were coming back from Dominican Republic, didn't you? Were you walking through the airport?
No, that was in Miami.
Oh, was that in Miami?
Maybe, yeah, that was in Miami. Yeah, no.
You're like trying to escape the country or something.
I'm very tan.
Yeah.
It's deceiving.
Yeah. When she gets tan, she looks Brazilian almost with that kink.
Yeah, it can get real dark.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next on your bucket list? Where else have you not been that you're dying to go? Travel wise?
Well, this was the next one, so I'm here now.
Okay.
That's good.
What are some of the things you want to check off while you're here?
Well,
what do I have to show
sign.
You?
I got to see the sign.
You got to see the Hollywood sign.
That's all
oh,
draped,
the Hollywood sign?
Okay, well.
That's all draped over.
Oh, you want the Hollywood sign?
They put the fucking Rams sign over the Hollywood sign. Wow. So it says, like, welcome home Rams or some dumb, tacky fucking bullshit.
Won, so they should be taking
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
get it
that.
Off.
They should be yeah, taking
get
that.
Rid of it. No, that is really fucked up. That's very tacky. That sign has been there since the 1920s. It is a hallmark of a fucking, you know, it's been there forever.
No,
it's like such a shame.
Sign,
yeah. No, I'm saying that's a shame that they would touch it with such a tacky, like, that's just,
well,
wow.
It's LA Rams.
I know, but
I kind of get it.
I don't get it.
Like trying to.
I don't get it.
Sports,
point.
Fucking
yeah.
like we just won. We just won.
They just won.
It was really funny when they did the Hollyweed. Did you ever see that? There was like a joke where these on 420. I think it was on 420, but two guys got up and covered the wood, the OO in the Hollywood, and they put E's, so it was Hollyweed. And it was like this horrible, huge, like, thing that it was all over the news. They never got caught, I don't think, either. They got away with it. So that's kind of cool.
It was on 420.
I think so. It was on some kind of thing where they did it like that. It was like this big joke, but
yeah,
it's like very high security, the Hollywood sign. I think a lot of people have actually tried to, like, break and enter. And it's like, it's a big deal. You get in big trouble. It's very tall, though. I've been to it many times because we did that hike. Yeah, we got. I've gotten super close to it. Yeah, but yeah, that's why.
In trouble?
No,
sure.
I've gotten in enough trouble. I'm sober now due to my troublemaking days.
I still make enough trouble.
I had too much trouble. I like my freedom too much to jeopardize it. But yeah, I'm pretty bummed about that because while you were here, I did want to show you the fucking Hollywood sign. And I know, like, just how to get there.
Griffith Park.
Yeah, the Griffith Park is whatever.
I don't know. People like it, and they have that observatory.
The observatory, for sure, is a really pretty view.
I've never even been there. I mean, I was there once.
Hollywood, it's so funny. When I lived there, I did not mind, like, living there at all. I loved being out there. I loved driving there. Now that I don't live there, anytime someone mentions Hollywood, I'm just eye roll. I'm
like, ew.
Yeah, and it's so funny because when I did live there, I would tell everybody, I'm like, oh, yeah, come see me. I'm in Hollywood. I live in the best place ever.
And they loved it.
And no, and everybody would be like, ugh, like, I don't want to come to fucking Hollywood. And I'd be like, well, fuck you. You're lame. Now I, like, 100%
No, but
totally.
If you took him down Hollywood Boulevard and seen all the crazies and the
No, you have to see it.
Theater,
yeah,
all
no.
that stuff. That's
no, I know.
Always great for...
Well, I remember dying to want to live there and just driving into Hollywood and just seeing the lights when you drive in and Studio City and just all the lights.
From Universal all the way up.
Right. Right. Yeah, the Universal lights. That's what I was like thinking about. And sometimes if you get lucky, they'll do the fireworks at Universal.
I live there in Universal.
Yeah.
Right up in the hills, in the Hollywood Hills, yeah.
That's yeah, I know. We've cool. actually driven by your old place.
I know. Some bitch lives there now. It's famous.
You've been to Bali, right?
Nope.
You haven't?
Nope.
I want to go there so bad. I've had two trips to plan
there. Didn't we go once?
No.
Where did we go on that cruise?
Mom, Bali is in Asia.
Where did we go with Jade? Where she wanted to go on the cruise to... And you said, I want to go to...
Belize.
Belize. We went to Belize.
It's very different.
Yeah.
It's like 5 hours away. Bali's like 11 or more.
All right. Well, you invited me on the show.
I know. I think we liquored you up a little too much.
You go. They say you gotta have some more wine so you're fun.
Yeah, let's give you some wine so you're fun on the show,
you
know, and then
lay down on the bed here.
Yeah, I know.
That's so cute.
I'll pause it.
And
so usually, in all of our episodes, when Jade's here. She tries to keep it more PG, but I like to get a little more rated R. And you had mentioned to me some interesting sexual stuff that I wanted to kind of ask you some questions on.
Mm-hmm, weird stuff.
So we had this girl that we used to interview, and we did like a BDSM episode with her. And one of the things that she'd brought up that I thought was just like so bizarre was that she used to, for pleasure with BDSM, put her heel stick down the peepee hole of the guys.
Mm-hmm. Urethra.
Okay, so what is that called? What is that sexual act called? It has to be a name.
So that's called sounding.
Sounding.
Right. So that's putting things down.
Your pee hole.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's pleasurable or painful?
It's like, it's a weird feeling, but it's, yeah, it's not like...
It's good weird?
It's just a different thing. You know,
it's like, so it's if, like if pressure?
Yeah, like a fullness. You know?
A full? No, I don't know. I don't well, put things in my pee hole.
It's like
you can imagine.
If you if you get fucking lost in porn, right, and you're like, okay, this shit's boring now. Okay, then you get onto stuff like that, and then
you mix it up.
Yeah.
So you've done this just out of like boredom.
Yeah.
And you did it yourself the first time? Did you have to Google how to do it?
No, I fucking watched the videos and I seen how they do it.
Was it like beginner level entry videos? Were these professionals and you had to dial it back on your own?
I just kind of went for it.
Like, yeah, you weren't scared.
I bought the set and I was like, right, let's go.
There's a set.
Yeah.
You explain
get like a,
the set.
You get like a set. It's like a leather book and they have like the different sizes of like...
What does it look like? Gauges for your ears?
It's like a long steel rod with like different sizes. Of like ball on the end or like long cylinder.
Oh my god, stop. So it's a cone.
Yeah.
And it's got balls on it.
No, it's like a long rod and then it has like
little end pieces.
Like little end pieces and they get bigger and bigger and then you put like you start with a small one and you get bigger and it like stretches you out and yeah.
Okay, so now as we're getting bigger and bigger, is this done in one session or is this done over a long period of time?
It's like it takes a while.
Like hours or like months and weeks?
He's got to get bigger.
No, I know, but is this in one sex session or is this like, oh, we only got to notch two today. Tomorrow we'll try to get to three.
It's in one session. It's in one session.
Okay.
I never got to the biggest one though because it's like fucking
massive.
I don't know, like that.
Like a spatula?
Yeah. Like,
Jesus.
I don't know if I can't even come back after that. I might just be like fucking loose after.
Oh, you're just going to be dribbling pee everywhere.
Yeah, do you play with your balls while you're doing that? Or your dick?
Not really. No. Well, stroke? I mean, it depends if I'm doing it.
Your pants are full,
I imagine. If I'm doing it myself, then not really. But, you know,
because you don't have enough
how money. Many times did you have to do it on your own before you felt comfortable to ask somebody to do it with you?
I was super keen to get someone else to do it straight away.
Yeah. Okay.
So I like one time.
You like figured it out. You're like, done, game on, let's go.
I was like, so
who can I call?
I selected the suitable applicant and she was game, but then she almost passed out on the third one. And there's about 10 different levels, so.
How many people did you have to ask before one said yes?
No, she was straight up. Like,
okay.
I knew that was my go-to. I was like, all right, she's going to do it.
You're like, she will not decline this offer.
But I was expecting a bit more, you know. I thought she'd get up to like five or six, you know, before she
started. Were you pissed? No pun intended. Were you upset?
I was a little bit disappointed, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, come on, pull yourself together.
Did you help her after she fainted?
Hmm?
Did you help
her? Of course,
her?
I'm a gentleman.
Yeah. Did you have to pull these things out of your pee-pee?
I had to pull it out myself, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now are they...
Wait, are they
but you know what? You know
inside?
What happens?
Yeah, are they deep inside? Are they painful to remove?
It's fucking all the way. It goes all the fucking way.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so your dick is hard.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do it. You can't
and there's metal
hard.
Things down at the base of your cock.
Yeah, you
have,
balls.
You have to have, like, if you're not hard, it's not going to go down there. But you get to, like, so you put it in, and it's, like, a little bit uncomfortable at the top, and then it kind of, like, swallows it, so it just goes down. And then that actually feels good because you're, like, kind of swallowing it down. It's hard to explain, but...
Do you grease it up?
Yeah. There's no fucking way that's going in dry.
Right.
Okay, my whole fucking thing is, like... Who thought of this?
I don't know. But
like, can you imagine?
People. It depends how horny you get when you start thinking about this shit.
Can you imagine the first guy to be
but
like...
You know what it is? You know what it's actually from? Is like, you know, when you go in a hospital and they put like a catheter in...
Uh-huh.
So it comes from like, they actually used it to like widen you up so that they can get the catheter in.
So that they
and some sick fuck liked that.
So it was probably some sick fuck doctor who was like, oh, actually, I might use this for like...
Sexual pleasure.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Oh, I have an idea. So while that little thing is in you, in your heart, can you actually penetrate the woman?
No, God, no.
No,
no, God, no.
No, because you've got
God,
the rod
God.
Coming out. But the thing is, if you come when you're doing it, like, the cum doesn't come out.
Oh,
because
it's
stuffed down under the metal rod.
And it actually, so like...
It hurts.
But
that
no,
hurt.
So you don't like... You don't like climb... You don't like climax, but when you pull it out, it's like... So, like, if the girl's doing it to you, she has control over when you climax, because when she pulls it out, then you can, like, all your muscles tense and, like...
Then you
the
can come.
Out. Yeah.
Wow. How does she know when you're going to come, when that thing's in it? Like,
no, because you
go
come.
Up and down with it, like...
Yeah.
With the stick, yeah.
And then you do, like, when you come...
So you do come, it just doesn't come out.
It doesn't... It, like, stops it.
Okay, and you're not stroking your dick at the same time? Or
Yeah.
Is there motion going on with that?
Yourself and your balls.
Yeah,
and she's
exactly.
Working the needle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she pulls it out, and apparently you've come, but she doesn't know it. How would she know?
Yeah, so you come. So obviously you know, and I'm pretty fucking loud.
Like,
Yeah.
Some guys are not.
Some guys are embarrassed by that shit. I'm not embarrassed by that shit. So, you know when I come.
And then she pulls it out when she wants it to come
yeah,
out.
So she's like in control. So it's like a kind of
and then
of
it
a,
goes boop, boop, and
yeah.
comes out the top.
Yeah.
So what if you come and it's in there? Is that painful while it's waiting to be removed?
No, it's like it actually feels really good. It's like
pressure
build up. Yeah. And it's like you think it would be painful, but it's not.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be uncomfortable at least.
And then it just like you take that fucking thing out. It
okay.
Out.
So after being like into some hella kinky shit like that, how do you come back from that when
you're
how like,
do you have straight sex after that? Yeah.
So this is the thing. So I was definitely like, I had a massive porn addiction that like fucked up a lot of relationships for me because I couldn't actually get off on normal sex. And then I was just looking at all this stuff And that's actually all that I could, you know, that could satisfy me. So it, like, porn is fucking dangerous, like, in that way. Like, if you, because then
if you abuse it.
Yeah, if you're watching it, like, because there was a point where I was just watching every time I had a chance, I was watching it, you know. And then, you know, you don't want to just watch the same boring stuff all the time, and you start going in, like, deeper and deeper and deeper.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah, and then it's so hard to get out. So I don't actually watch it anymore.
You do not?
At all?
No.
You're like, I have enough saved up in my mental memory bank from my addiction.
Yeah. Unless someone want to watch it with me, that's different. But myself, like, I don't need to do that. No.
Are you scared to watch it? Like, you think if you watch it again, you're just going to go back down like a bad path?
No, because if I'm with somebody, I want to enjoy that experience with the person. I don't want to be thinking about fucking that shit and being like, oh, I'm not satisfied. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And right now, like, everything's back to normal. Like, I've got rid of that addiction. I don't think about all that crazy shit anymore.
How do you think that you overcame that, though? Because I feel like there's so many people that get down that rabbit hole and then not able to get out of that ever.
Well, it just depends. Like, I mean, the celebrities that have come out with it, you know, like Terry Crews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he had the same thing.
Oh, really?
So he's like, his marriage was like on the rocks and stuff because of it. And it's just like, you just got to be like, right, okay, I can see what this is doing now. I'm just going to stop it. Like, same as anything, like alcohol, drugs, whatever.
Any kind of abuse if you go too far.
Yeah, if you got the, you know.
I don't know. For me, like, I have had, obviously, if any of the people have been following the episodes, I've had my fair share of problems with drugs and alcohol. And it's different in my mind. I haven't had a sex addiction that I think of or know of, but because if you're addicted to a certain kind of sex, it's not like putting alcohol down and being like, this is a better choice for my health. Like, if you're not able to, like, get off, like, how do you change that, like, in a mindset way? You know what I mean?
You just stop it. You just have to stop it. Yeah, I mean, it's not
like, that's just so, like, that's so interesting. That's so great.
To straight sex, right?
That's like really, like, amazing that you can turn your, that's what I'm saying. To be able to make yourself come, because that's not like a fake it thing. Like, an alcoholic, you can say, I'm going to fake that I don't like alcohol because I know it's not good for me. So I can make myself not like it. But sex, like, that's an involuntarily animalistic response of your human nature, just liking something. So it's crazy to me that you can flip it in a sexual.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you know, I replace it with actually, because the thing is, what it does, like, if you're addicted to it, like, instead of...
Were you addicted to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. But if you're coming off it, like, if you're addicted to it, you'd rather do that than have sex with people. So opportunities that you would have to go and meet somebody, like, on a date or something, you'd be like, oh, yeah, well, okay, I'm going to meet them. Maybe I'm going to have sex with them, maybe not. I'm just going to stay home and fucking watch this shit and get myself off, basically. That's how you think. So,
well, it's kind of like a woman with a vibrator.
Yeah. But, like, if
the vibrator doesn't really...
addicted to it.
Yeah, well, let's say people have been addicted to vibrators. Let's say it's, like, the same thing. It's like, yeah, I don't think I want to go out. I'm just going to hang in here with my Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just chose to be like, okay, that's it. Right. Finished. And I've done the same with drugs. I've done the same that I have. Luckily, I have the ability to just be like, okay, this is not good for me. So I stopped it. And to be honest, as soon as I stopped it and then I started seeing people, I started enjoying that again and having those connections with people. And
it's a little more real.
Yeah. Like, now it doesn't, you know, I'm not bothered by it now at all.
Now, have you done it since you've stopped?
No.
And how long was that you stopped?
Oh, it's like 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 4 years since you've watched even, now, like, porn?
No. Okay, I've watched. No, I've watched. I mean, the
urethra.
Sounding, fucking,
yeah, the
sounding.
The sticks down the... The rabbit hole.
Now,
would you ever do it again? Let's say you had a chick that was like, hey, let's... I'd like to see all that.
I'm not really sure. It, you know.
Would you?
It depends if the chick wanted me to do it with me.
Yeah. Good. All good.
I'm like, I don't even think I could stomach a video of it.
I would like to see it. I'm curious.
Okay, so the girl that we interviewed, my friend, she did the BDSM, And this guy was so into it, he went and bought her custom stiletto heels, red bottoms.
Oh, that had the really Louboutin, skinny little...
And they had... The heel was for that. And so she would do it with her foot in his wee-wee. Yeah,
that's just, you know, that looks like it would be so dangerous.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have, like, you don't have, like, control with your, you know, like,
You don't, it's like a dildo. If you're on the other side of the dildo, you can't feel it. You know it's going in and out because you can visually see it.
Right.
But you can't feel it. The only thing you respond to is that they're going, oh, or you know what I mean? So you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to back off, or I'm going to go forward, blah, 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 you know? That's the same thing with the high heel.
Yeah, but it's on her foot, so she's like stepping on you. That's
it's the same thing with the dildo. We can't feel it. Yeah. Imagine the dildos in the ding-dong.
No, no.
Who knows?
In the ding-dong. Imagine the dildos in the ding-dong.
I don't want to imagine that.
Yeah.
Well, that about
the big Brutus.
That about wraps it up,
no.
And that is definitely going to be the title,
like,
of our episode.
What? In the ding dong?
The dildo in the ding dong, or something? I have to listen back.
Take a pause from the dildo in the ding dong.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to listen back because that was a pretty good one. Whatever
sexual
you came up with
addiction
there.
Or
no?
Oh, wait, is there a term for that?
Sounding. See, when my friend Amanda had told me about it, she didn't say that it was called that. Is there other names?
Stilettoing.
No.
Oh, that's no. Stiletto.
No. I feel like there has to be other names. I'm sure there is.
Wait, did you ever have the stiletto?
No, of course not. No way. That's too thick.
No.
It's way advanced.
Yeah. He just had his kit. And there was no other weird things that you got into that we can... bring up
weird things.
Yeah, was there anything
how
weird
you have on this episode?
You can go as long as you want.
We can go as long as we want.
We can go another
but
10 minutes.
I mean, is there anything like really weird?
Do you want to save him for another episode?
Is there anything really weird?
Not that's I think that's probably
that's
the
like
weird.
The worst
that's
the one.
One
yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm into a lot of shit, so we could be here for a while.
I love him. Oh my god, he's so fucking cute too.
All right, well, we're going to get him out of here safely before Mom and T plants her attack. Thank you, guys. All right, guys, and just to wrap that up, we want to say thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of Wild Chatter.
Please like and subscribe and follow our new podcast for our newest upcoming episodes.
Also, follow us on Instagram at Wild Chatter Co. and slide into our DMs with any funny stories or feedback that you may have.
Yes, you might have a chance to be featured on one of our upcoming episodes. All right. Thank
you
so much.
Have a great day.
Signing off.
Oh, yes.